certain backs are a lot better in the passing game, and they're legitimate targets. I believe it's 25, almost has just as many receptions as Golden Tate. Real good, plant cut type of guy, very similar to Reggie Bush, wearing the same number as well. But they're definitely can do some things in the passing game that aren't just with the receivers. And then you mix it up with Bell and what he's capable of doing, kind of getting his getting back going and getting moving. So you've definitely seen a new kind of a different Detroit team since we played them these past couple games, and they look good. So once again, we'll have our hands full. Another division opponent, this last one of four, but hopefully this time it's us actually coming out on top.
In your meetings, they recognize they changed offensive coordinators. Do you see, is that part of the difference?
Well, they changed it before we played them the first time, but it just looks, as if they're clicking, this time around, whereas early in the season, they weren't all on the same page. So they looked real good on Thanksgiving, I believe it was. But, we'll see what type of team we get, but we expect to see that type of team, those big playmaking, receivers in which they have, taking shots up the field and trying to get the run game established. I thought we did defensively a fairly good job keeping them in check. If you go back and look at it, obviously gave up that drive at the end of the game, but a little more pressure on the quarterback would definitely have helped us out. So hopefully that's the same case this time around, and we can kind of, limit that big playmaking ability they possess.
Dave Tone said that you guys may have taken your foot off the gas, per se, and attitude-wise, the last game. How do you maintain that attitude for a 60-minute game?
Well, we need to understand where we're at in the season. I think, let another one slip away, especially a divisional game, and, we're just making the road that much more difficult for us moving forward. So, this is a team, like I said, that's playing very well, but at the same time, a division game in which we desperately need. So, hopefully that's the case. Hopefully we can come up, get this win, bounce back, enjoy a few days off, and really hit this last stretch of the, this last quarter of the season running. Because this, third quarter has been pretty difficult. But, hopefully that's the case.
Clay, I know you guys are so used to scoring 30, 35 points a game. When that isn't happening, does that change anything for the defense at all, or what kind of falls on you guys in terms of, pulling off those games?
Well, that's not always going to be the case, as you've seen with this year. We've had some games, 17, 14, 21, 24, those kind of those grinders all the way into the end. And unfortunately, in a few of them, we haven't come out on top. And in some, we have. So, that's a parody of the league. But at the same time, it just puts extra emphasis on the defense. I think we've been, I'm not sure the numbers or anything along those lines, but I've been doing a pretty good job for the most part. Obviously, there's a few scoring drives throughout the past several weeks that I'm sure we would like to have back. But for the most part, I think we're keeping the run in check, limiting those big plays and getting off the field on third down. So, we just need to keep that going, and especially against this team, is limit them, as I've been saying, limit their big plays, and hopefully we'll be all right.
Was there anything that clicked after the Denver game? You've played much better against the run since then.
Myself personally,
or just for the defense the last few weeks?
I mean, we just given up. Sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a game like that to where you really gotta, kind of reflect upon where you're at. And we didn't do a very good job. We're running too laterally against a stretch team, and I felt in the weeks prior, especially matching up against some good backs, we've just really taken it upon ourselves to improve that run game, which ultimately helps this defense out as far as pressuring the quarterback and calling the pressures that our defense kind of lives on, creating those turnovers. So nothing different, really. It's just, a matter of trying to not do too much, nothing special. And that's really been the case this week or these past couple weeks. It's just, doing our job, really.
Is there much of a difference playing indoors?
They talk about a fast track, but, not too much. Obviously a little more sore after the game, but as far as game tempo, playing and everything, it's, fast track, so your footing's a little better.
You mentioned you made the road a little more difficult for yourselves, but there's enough guys in this locker room that have been on that difficult road for the final month. How do you draw on that and express to the younger guys just urgency is about at that line?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't understand it now, we gotta get through to them, but especially when you kind of see how this thing is shaping out, when there's the the playoff brackets and, you know, indicators of who's winning their division, who's a wild card seed, and people from behind, that it really kind of plays out as far as which games you need to win. And, you know, right now we need to win, you know, a few games to get back on top of our division. So that starts this week, really. I think it's just focusing on one week at a time. But you're right, we got a number of guys in here who, you know, you look at the season, 2013 season, you can go back to the 10 season for those of us who were here. You know, when we've had to overcome some adversity, and it looks like the season's not going to be any different from those. But, you know, hopefully in the long run, you know, hopefully in the long run that means something for this team.
Julius is kind of always out there. Were you surprised to not see him out there? I mean, it may not be serious, but it's just kind of weird that he wasn't actually practicing.
I know. They ruined his 2-year streak. I don't think that was Julius's call. So I wouldn't put too much, emphasis on that. He'll be out there. We're just making sure our workhorse is ready for us to get after the quarterback.